Chapter 23. Tam-O had been gone too long for Russ and Audrey's liking. She caught Perigord's glance as she took up her stick.
No beast takes this long to gather a few pawfuls of cress, Major. Something's wrong. I'm going to take a look.
Perigord buckled on his sabre.
Tarry, Rub-a-Dub! Guard the camp and supplies. The rest of you chaps, off your hunkers and come with us.
Travelling swiftly and silently, they spread out, covering trees, riverbank and shallows carefully. It was not long before they picked up Tam-O's trail. Captain Swayblade found the rock, where she too had noted watercress growing underwater. Pask waved wordlessly from a short distance up the bank, keeping voices to a barely audible murmur. They gathered around her.
A bundle of watercress! He was here! See? 'Tis tied up with his shoulder belt.
Midge Manycoats inspected the trunk of a nearby sycamore.
There's a knife point mark here. Looks like Tam-O stuck his blade in this tree.
A pebble struck Rockjaw Grang on the side of his neck.
Ouch! Hey up! Somebody's chucking stones!
Out of the darkness above, a volley of small stones peppered Perigord's troop, followed by rustling in the high foliage, sniggering laughs and reedy voices calling.
Tam-O! Tam-O! Chewbacca! Chewbacca! Where's Tam-O?
Russa shouted aloud at Perigord.
Let's get out of here!
The Major shot her a puzzled look.
What? You mean retreat? Run away?
Shielding herself from the stones with an upraised paw, the squirrel winked several times at him.
Aye, let's run for it afore we batter to death.
Perigord suddenly caught on. He cut and ran into the shallows.
Retreat, troop! Every beast out here, quick as you like, retreat!
The long patrol were not used to running from anything, but they obeyed the command. Pounding upstream through the shallows, they halted out of range of the rain of pebbles. Then Twayblade turned on Perigord, a long rapier flickering angrily at the air.
Retreat from a few stones and pebbles? What are we, pray, a flight of startled swallows?
Perigord laid the blame firmly at Russ's paws.
Ask her!
The squirrel looked from one to the other.
Well, if you stop looking all noble and outraged for a tick, I'll tell ye. Really, 'twas my fault. I've travelled this riverbank afore, and if I'd been thinking clear, I'd have stopped you pitching camp where the painted ones roam.
Twayblade ceased twitching her rapier.
Painted ones?
Russ's bushy tail stood up angrily.
Aye, painted ones. Tribes of little tree rats is all they are, though they paint their fur black and green and lives in the boughs and leaves high up. Some of the villains even attaches bush tails to themselves and masquerades as squirrels, the little blackguards. Not fit to lick a decent squirrel's paws. But they're savage and dangerous, almost invisible when they're among the treetops. Young Tam-O's in a bad fix, if you ask me.
The saturnine Lieutenant Morio nodded his agreement.
But no doubt you've got a plan, ma'am.
Russa had. She explained her strategy, then slid off among the trees, leaving the hares to carry out their part of the scheme. Sheathing his blade, Perigord began gathering flat, heavy pebbles.
Slings our chaps! Load up and give them stones for supper!